simply be a standard thing. If you're going to put energy systems in a school, well, all in all schools have energy systems, but any school energy system or water system, that they would have variables in it that they could somehow control for and be engaged in.
Well, and I think, too, a lot of what they've been talking about, between even the North Bay piece that we were introduced to and what Trudy Volk was talking about, would definitely resonate within the positive effect on the health of students and the surrounding community. I mean, the school environment being that. I mean, I think that taps into all of what's been going on here as well. Accountability mechanisms is another piece that is here that I think has definitely been touched on by both Mark Stern and Trudy Volk during this last session as well.
I don't think we just have to work within that frame. I think if we have other ideas, like addressing
absolutely.
I mean, I think this is just a conversation.
Right, and I do think,
I mean,
it so much comes down to that idea of identifying people who can help, like that personality thing, like what Stern had said about personalities being like, or not personalities, but personal qualities being one of the least studied things about environmental educators, so resonated with me. I was like, yeah, we never talk about that. We never talk about the qualities of inquiry that we hope. As Grace was saying, we hope that they self-select into that, that they must be interested in these things, otherwise they wouldn't take everything else that comes with the job, you know. But it's such a critical piece to have people who are interested in these things and want to investigate it themselves, that encouraging teachers to investigate these things, encouraging teachers to find this interesting, because I think that would remove so many of the barriers if they themselves wanted to stand in the middle of the meadow. One of the things, I did this project at Maryland Department of Natural Resources. We did at their playground there. You see the leaves at the playground, which is part of the child care center. And we redid this whole thing, made this big nature play space. So there's the old playground and there's the kind of the new playground, which is the nature play space. And right in the beginning, all the kids always went to the nature play space. But the teachers were still standing in the old playground because that's always where they stood, right? And they began to notice, like, and it wasn't like a study that was documented or anything, but if the teacher stood in the old playground, the kids would stand in the old playground. And then they were like, the kids aren't playing there anymore. But as the teachers just simply shifted where they were standing, the kids were playing someplace different. And it was just kind of this, how we vary, how teachers are modeling in such an indirect way, constantly. And like, and how even just shifting where you're standing removes barriers for kids being engaged in the environment. And that's just kind of wild, really. Yeah. just stand someplace else. It's that easy. There's your meeting. Right. Just stand in the meadow. You don't have to stand there.
Next generation science standards. That means I can kick back on tracking, right?
Right, exactly. Right. Or just only track that. Tell me where you stand during recess.
Never.
It's good to be here. And everyone yells crazy. Last session of the day. We're doing pretty good. We've got some time built in at the end that we can go over a little bit on our report out. So we're actually doing just fine. We're going to switch gears just a little bit, talk a little bit about community-based, school-based programs, whole school models, things along those lines. I have three people to introduce. First is Dr. Dr. Klein. I want to say Dr. Klein. Peer Associates. Peer is Program Evaluation and Educational Research, so obviously right up our alley. Rachel's been with Peer since 2005, and her work stretches across all phases of evaluation, planning and strategizing to clarify program goals, to refining logic models, developing data collection tools, then analysis and reporting, so all things education and evaluation. She served as Senior Research Associate for the evaluation of Project COSEED, community-based school environmental education, and has worked extensively on evaluations of Boston environmental education organizations. Following Rachel, we're going to see Bo Hoppin. Bo is a place-based education consultant with Boston Public Schools. He's worked for over 20 years to integrate environmental and place-based education into the landscape and culture of local communities and their schools. Bo founded both the Rachel Marshall Outdoor Learning Laboratory in New Hampshire and Project COSEED, which I just mentioned. Both of these programs engage students in the study of their local community and environment in a way that supported local and state curriculum. And then following Bo, we're going to have Julian Dutremont-Smith. Julian's the Chief Sustainability Officer at Alfred State College up in New York. I think Julian's presentation is going to be especially relevant to that table over there. All of us, but that table over there. And really to anyone who's associated with what we refer to as green school programs, the programs that certify or recognize schools for environmental health, student health, things along those lines. Julian's been a longtime leader in campus sustainability. He co-founded the Association for the Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education, and created the American College and University President's Climate Group, as well as sustainability practice.